وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا إسماعيل حفظك الله تعالى. طيب يا أخي بارك الله فيك، فيستين how you can ask some كافر أم the Christian the Jews to say يعني did he say بسم الله أو no, he doesn't know what is بسم الله أخي. You understand؟ يعني the علماء who they said obligate on them to mention the name of Allah تعالى, this is according to their religion. Even this opinion is not practical. How the Christian can mention the name of Allah تعالى according to his religion? He mentioned Jesus all time. He didn't mention Allah تعالى. Allah تعالى for him is Jesus. You understand? Is Isa. So he استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله استغفر الله. So it's not a practical استغفر الله العظيم. So it's not a practical opinion for them to ask him mention the name of Allah تعالى according to your madhab. His madhab is shirk, kufr. He's kafir. You understand? Same thing regarding slaughtering. You know, those people, they do not slaughtering. It is the truth. And not just from now, even from many years, they do not slaughtering. And they don't have rules of slaughtering in their religion like how we have it. They don't have it. You understand? Their religion, Akhi, Christian and Jew, their religion is not practical, brother. It's not practical. It's a religion of emotions. They play emotion of the ignorance and the juhal because their books and their rules being put by men, by people. It's not by Allah Ta'ala. I think all of you know that, Ikhwan, especially those people who live in the land of the kuffar. In the end, my dear brothers and sisters, Akhi Kareem, Barakallahu Fihi. The matter is, if we say they are book of Ahlul Kitab, they are book of Ahlul Kitab, we are in between two options regarding the food. To say it's halal, like how it is. Or to say it's haram, like how it is. All, no exception. I mean, they're slaughtering. If you say it's haram, because you make it obligate on them to slaughter, and because they don't mention the name of Allah Ta'ala on it, there's no hal that they're going to make it. And this situation means it's supposed to be from the beginning. So I'm telling you, if it's the situation is like that, why Allah Jalla Ala legalized for us and he said we can't eat from the book of Ahlul Kitab, when we know they don't have slaughtering or the name of Allah Ta'ala in their religion from the beginning, since beginning they don't have it. You understand? Or you make it mubah, rukhsah. It's a rukhsah. You understand? You know? So the matter is in between this and this. And masala khilafiyya between the ulama. The masala is remains big khilaf among Ahlul Ilm. You understand? Have ulama who they legalize in general, and have ulama who they what? Who they restrict in general. But to say opinion in the middle, it's halal if they slaughter it probably, and they make it by the name of Allah Ta'ala, this is not exist. Only those Christians who they slaughter to make business with the Muslims, and they say being slaughtered according to the Islamic rules. Only that. You understand? Otherwise, no, it's either this or this. I want to understand this reality. So if you say to me what you take for yourself, for myself, I mean what I give a fatwa to the people, I say, Ya Akhwani Fillah, it's difficult to say it's haram totally 100%. Do you know why? It means some of the rules of the Sharia have been cancelled and cannot be used anymore. It's impossible, Ya Akhi. And the situation of those Christian and Jewish in front of you, believe me, is not big difference in between the situation of the Christian and the Jewish that was existing even in the time of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not big difference. All of them kuffar mala'in. No big difference, ya akhi. Ya nasam, you know. So I want you to realize this fact, ya akhwani fillah. And this mas'ala khilafiyya. No need for you to go extreme and you say this is loose, or you go loose and you say this is extreme. The mas'ala is khilafiyya, barakallahu alaikum.